Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Friday Zeit Lights. I think we've done Friday Night Zeit before, but not Friday Zeit Lights. So
it's fair. It's fair use.
It counts.
Didn't watch that show.
I watched like part of the first season. I didn't really. People were like, "Oh, the first season's so good." I didn't really get it.
Dated a guy that really wanted me to watch that show, but didn't.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. And the second season was supposed to be bad. So whenever I hear that, like, oh, you just have to get through one of the very early seasons, it's terrible.
I love Jesse Plemons. I'll take, but there's better places to find Jesse Plemons.
So. I can get my Plemons fix from a lot of places.
You got options.
Yes, some nice ripe Plemons. all right, that was gross.
Disgusting. And I like it.
Jamie, that's you. You are Jamie Loftus. I am Jack O'Brien. This is what is trending. David Attenborough has broken Jennifer Aniston's record for the fastest person to 1 million followers on Instagram. He posted a video that, you know, explained.
That's so nice.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that a nice little piece of news?
I'm glad that, I mean, it's, I, if there's anything problematic about David Attenborough, I don't know what it is. So just start with that blanket disclaimer, but
yes,
I mean, it's nice to see, you know, a legend get his due, especially on a, you know, a platform that you're like, I don't know if David Attenborough would thrive on this platform.
Yeah. His selfies are super dope and, his outfits are always on point. He's an old fashion icon.
Old men on Instagram, it's a whole vibe. Sir Anthony Hopkins has one of the best.
Oh yeah.
Press. Oh my god. He goes live just at random playing the piano. He's got his cat. It rocks.
Yeah. He's super strange and engaging. And it's like he's a really good Anthony Hopkins character.
Good for you, Sir Attenborough. He just won an Emmy on the YouTube Emmys that I had to watch.
What are the YouTube Emmys?
Well, that's where they streamed the Creative Arts Emmys this year. So they just send you a YouTube link and then they tell you you lost the Emmy to Forky.
Wait, so what does that mean, you lost the Emmy to Forky?
When I say I lost the Emmy to Forky, unfortunately, it's literally what I'm saying, where the show I worked on was nominated for Best, I think, Short Form Animation. And then what won Best Short Form Animation was Forky.
Like a show that
Forky got his own show on. Yeah, Forky got his own show on Disney Plus.
Oh,
and
hell yeah.
They kicked the shit out of us. And yeah, so Forky has an Emmy, and you know, yeah. always seeking a new bottom. But David Attenborough won, and he's great.
Yeah, he is great. He has a documentary. There's a documentary coming out October 4th about him on Netflix.
cool.
So I think this is all part of like a campaign around that. I don't think he just decided to go on. So I wouldn't
I'm
have
in.
Too
I
high
followed.
Expectations for his Instagram, since it sounds like it's being mediated by some manner of marketing firm. But so you're not going to get the Hopkins pure id of Anthony Hopkins, but it'll still be good. Rooney Mara is trending. She and Joaquin Phoenix just gave birth to their first child, who they named River after Joaquin Phoenix's deceased brother.
That's what a sweet tribute.
I know. Ilhan Omar is trending because Project Veritas got her. She's done, bro. Done.
They canceled her.
Yeah. She's
no.
All. This is just another like sort of bad faith thing where they like got somebody who's like who I like when you read the Newsweek article, but it's mostly being covered by like Breitbart. Everybody else is like, I don't really, this doesn't even seem worth
I'm
looking
busy.
Into. But exactly. But Newsweek covered it and they were like, they got a former campaign staffer for Ilhan Omar to like say that they were paying for votes or something, and they're also calling it vote harvesting, which is something you're allowed to do, which is like in the fifth paragraph in Newsweek that like according to Minnesota election laws you're allowed to do vote harvesting, but you're not allowed to pay for votes. And they got a former election person who wasn't associated with Ilhan Omar's campaign. Newsweek was like, that was the implication of the Project Veritas thing, was that like this person who they had on tape was somehow associated with Ilhan Omar's campaign, and they were not. So it's just a person who,
it's literally just here's a person.
Yes.
Amazing.
Project Veritas is the, is it Dan O'Keefe or something?
I don't keep like, up with Project Veritas. TBH.
It's,
like
it's a conservative sting, media sting operation where they always catch libs slipping. Like they caught...
Sounds like Sonny.
Yeah, exactly. Sonny might be a Project Veritas mole. You should kind of monitor Sonny's email account. Cause,
he's been out and about. I have... To refer back to, because on Tuesday's episode, I talk about my current obsession with specific nepotism, and I was like, Rooney Mara is a weird nepotism, and she is.
Yeah,
she's like football ownership nepotism.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Weird,
like what?
Cross. Yeah,
if
football ownership, I think is just. Just rich person nepotism.
That's just
right?
money. Nepotism.
Yeah, just like loads and loads of money.
Good for them.
Yeah. but good actress. That's the thing. Sometimes nepotism is,
it
happens to good people. It does
when
hurt
nepotism
my head.
Happens to good people.
Yes.
Wow.
That's a support group that Rooney Mara is starting. Joe Montana is trending for a weird story that I don't really know all the details on, but it just, he and his wife like stopped somebody who was trying to kidnap their granddaughter in Malibu, just like physically wrestled the baby back from them. It sounds like it's like every, old white granddad's like revenge fantasy. Like
it sounds
like loves Taken. They're like, yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's like, oh, I've watched all of them. I'm ready.
Like it couldn't have been more perfect if he had like if the person was running away with the baby and he like threw a tight spiral that like bonked them on the head.
Lindbergh was slipping. I've fucking got this.
Anyways, that's a story that happened. And also, so there's this new app called Civil that we wanted to take a quick look at because it's a great way to make money. So in this new gig economy, one of the ways that you can make some quick cash is by evicting people.
There's a story I'm working on right now that is about a similar, less successful app called Suya, S-U-E-Y-A, Suyu.
It helps
you file small claim suits, and it says like literally on their website, like, evict your pesky tenants. So you're like, oh my god. Wait, so I don't know about Civil. Tell me about Civil.
Basically similar. People can sign up and they help evict people. It's considered the fastest growing money-making gig. On their website, they say, it's one of the fastest growing money-making gigs due to COVID-19. So cool. But yeah, it's basically, it's a branch of a larger gig economy company called On Call. But the instead of a C, it's a Q, which sucks. And
I just like, let's leave the letter Q out of it.
Exactly.
God, anytime you put in the letter Q, you're fucked.
But there shouldn't be an eviction boom, in which struggling Americans are being kicked out of their homes or forced to take low-paying side gigs, kicking each other out of their homes because the CDC currently has a federal ban on evictions. But of course, because it's America, you know, the people with the more money.
There's so many loopholes to figure out because it's like most of the eviction bans are tied to due to COVID-19 related issues. And so it's like, if you have COVID-19 related financial struggles, even if you can prove that, sometimes you would need to go in front of a court, which if the courts aren't open, you can't file that claim at all. So that's a loophole to be evicted anyways. There's loopholes of like, landlords can just make up a reason to evict you. They're like, oh, I'm not evicting you for COVID-19 related reasons. I'm evicting you because of my reason.
Right.
And
right.
There's just, I don't know. I mean, in most major cities, the city laws are set up to be so pro landlord that you know, basically they can invent a reason to kick you out of your home. And the best part is that on top of enabling evictions, there's also no plan on how to handle a rising unhoused population or especially of families. And I just hate it here.
Yeah, it's really bad. But Joe Montana stopped that kidnapping, so
I do like that.
I do too. Yeah. All right, that is going to do it for this afternoon. Jamie, thank you so much for joining us today and tomorrow. Always great having you. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wash your hands, wear a mask, stay inside, and don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will see y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.